Welcome back to it. Obviously, a lot of action on impeachment going on. But where's the foundation and where's the crime? I ask a lot of folks that. They don't have a great answer for me. I ask people that support impeachment, what's the crime? And they flail about a bit and say, well, it's abuse of power. It's abuse of, he asked for something. It's bribery. It's not bribery. Every American with a functioning brain cell or two knows what bribery is. It's not an abuse of power to say, hey, what's going on with corruption here? Unless, of course, you have some mystical belief that politicians and their children are off limits to such investigations, which is what you're being asked to believe. Anyhow, Congressman Tim Walberg joining me, as he does on Fridays. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. All right, so Nancy Pelosi comes out yesterday and says we are going to, she orders the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, to move ahead with articles of impeachment. First of all, it's not really her place to do that, but let's be honest, they've got this set play already put together behind closed doors. Where do we go from here? Are they going to vote before Christmas? What do you think? What do your tea leaves say from your front row seat?
Well, I think they've moved it forward so they could appease certain elements of the Democrat conference that started this this impeachment almost the day that Donald Trump was elected. We had people like Maxine Waters and Al Green saying that we have to impeach him or he'll be reelected now. They put it in motion. Jerry Nadler ran for the position as chairman of Judiciary Committee, saying that he would be the best person to bring forward an impeachment. So when they talk about being really conflicted and this being not something that they really look forward to doing, it's an absolute lie. And remember that Nancy Pelosi earlier on said that if we were going to move forward with impeachment, it would have to be the information gathered, the evidence would have to be compelling, overwhelming, and ultimately bipartisan. Have we seen compelling and overwhelming evidence? No, we haven't. No factual evidence yet to say that there was any form of quid pro quo, extortion, or bribery. There's no compelling evidence. The fact witnesses, the only ones that have testified so far in this kangaroo court, all when asked under questioning, asked, is there any evidence that you know, that you can tell us, of impeachable offenses, and not a single one has said so. So it isn't compelling, overwhelming, and it certainly isn't bipartisan because not a single Republican is supporting this, unlike back with Clinton,
right,
and with Nixon.
So here we are, but I look at the polling. The polling's getting softer. You look at Real Clear Politics average, there's a plurality, but not a majority. Of like 47.5% somewhere in there that still support impeachment. But impeachment and removal are a different thing. And much more importantly than that, you look to the states like Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin. Impeachment is not popular at all in these places. And looking at Ron DeSantis and his incredible numbers and popularity as the governor of Florida, you can go ahead and put that in Trump's column right now. It's not going to go anywhere. And with the president moving there as well. But in the states that matter, where the election will be decided, it doesn't look like impeachment's working at all as a political message. Am I wrong?
No, it doesn't. Wisconsin, of course, we've seen most recently that Trump moved up to lead all of the Democrat opponents that he'll have potentially for reelection. In Michigan, my sense from my district, at least going out and doing town halls and having anybody and anyone who wants to come and talking with rank and file, and that's to make it very clear, rank and file union members in my district overwhelmingly support the president because they believe he's doing the right thing for the country. Their jobs are more secure. Unemployment figures are down. And, oh, by the way, he talks like they like a president to talk. Tough, and he gets the attention of the world. And whether the world likes it or not, Macron or any others, they ultimately move his direction.
And right.
Our people like that. They like America to be strong, as well as the head of the rest of the world and almost everything.
But here's what I look at, and I look at these numbers, and I look at the latest numbers. I went to 538 while we were sitting here chatting. 51% now believe that the election should determine what happens, not politicians. 47% say that. And again, these are national polls. And so California is in here. If you remove California from all the national polls, everything changes. You know that, and so do I. So the Democrats can delude themselves into believing, well, people support impeachment. No. No, they really don't. Not where I am. I'm talking about Democrats that are friends of mine. They're like, I have no idea what they're doing. They're wasting time. You look at these 35 members of Congress that are in districts won by Donald Trump that have to go back and answer to voters over the holidays again. And if they impeach before Christmas, which is possible, right? That's possible. Nancy could get it pushed through by then. And going back to their district and say, well, what about health care? What about, taking care of the roads and infrastructure? What about the USMCA trade deal? None of those things are happening. None of them.
None of those are happening. And that's even the bigger question that these 31 to 35 Democrats sitting in Trump 1 seats are going to have to answer, because people are going to be saying, we gave you the majority. We put you in a place that wouldn't necessarily be Republican, but you are the majority now. What have you done for us? You said you would heal health care. You said you would reduce prescription drug costs.
Right.
The bill that they're putting up in front of us will not do that. More so, what it will do,
in fact,
it'll take away formularies and more drugs that people can have. And what do you want to give up on research? If you've got a family member that has Alzheimer's, do you want to reduce the number of research entities going on to find a cure for Alzheimer's? Of course not. They're going to have to answer that.
Right.
USMCA and all of the rest.
Well, I heard Dan Kildee yesterday on Fox News. I was listening as I was in the car traveling. And Dan Kildee saying, when he's back in his district in Flint, you know Dan well. He says, are they talking about impeachment? No, they're talking about the things that you just mentioned, Congress. They're not talking about impeachment, even in Flint. They're talking about jobs and the economy and health care and all these other things. Okay, let me ask you this. Michigan's obviously important. Just heard that the president's coming here for a campaign rally, Battle Creek, on the 18th of December. I assume you'll be there.
We're planning on being there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a Christmas party. Who wants to miss a Christmas party, right? What I'm getting at is this. Does the guy ever sleep? We met with him in the Oval Office here a couple of weeks ago. But he is on the road from there to Thanksgiving, to a rally in Florida, to Afghanistan, back to other. The guy is he's the Iron Man.
He's incredible. I don't know how he does it. All I know is I really love his policies. I love the direction we've taken. I love the fact that what he said he would do, he promised. And he's trying to carry out every one of those promises, with the entire Democrat Party and national media pushing back in any way, shape, or form. And he keeps going on. And I think that's why myself and overwhelming numbers of Republican legislators in both the House and Senate, and frankly, when it comes down to it, every one of us,
right.
So some might not be as strong behind the scenes as we'd like them, we're supporting him because they're... He's leading us in doing things that we've wanted to do for years.
Yeah.
And we just wish the voters had not short-circuited the effort for these 2 years, and hopefully that will change the next election.
I think it will. So I think it will.
Get the House back
and
move stuff forward that the president wants to sign and finish.
I hope you're right, and I hope we do something different in 2020. I have to leave it there. Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Sir, we'll talk soon.
I look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
There you have it. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Hey.